10 years ago, workers at the Maytag factory in Galesburg produced the last of the refrigerators they would make before their jobs were moved to Mexico. And even though they're not together as co-workers anymore, they still consider themselves a family. The site of the former Maytag plant in Galesburg is a shell of its former self. Traffic on Linwood Road and Monmouth Boulevard is all that's heard. Concrete roadblocks guard the entrances. A chain fence and a padlock close off a truck loading area that is swarmed by weeds. The only thing that remains vibrant are the people that worked at the plant.
I was so excited. I loved coming back here to see all my friends and family. Yes, I'm just so excited. Yes.
That's Helen Peterson. She worked at the factory as a forklift driver for 32 years, staying until the very last day. Now, 10 years later, she's back together with the people she considers family and friends. Nearly 200 of them, all former Maytag workers, who gathered on an overcast afternoon for a reunion at Lake Story Park. Peterson still gets emotional when talking about her career at Maytag, even after all these years away.
It's like you lost a part of your family. That's what it was like. Because we were all family. 32 years is all, you know, a big part of your life.
Peterson came to Galesburg all the way from Colorado because she did not want to miss out on the reunion and the people who mean so much to her. One of those people is Ron Swanson. He worked 42 years as a factory employment supervisor. He played a big role in the lives of most of the former workers.
I hired him, you know, which makes it means a lot.
Swanson says it was sad to see those same people lose their jobs when the factory closed.
I spent a whole morning out there the week before they shut down, getting the hugs and the, you know, handshakes and all that, you know, and it kind of brought tears to my eyes to see all this, or see all the people, and knew they weren't going to have a job, you know, in a week or so.
Swanson was impressed by the turnout. He says it was not the first reunion, and he says they keep getting larger. Dottie Bettis worked a variety of jobs at the factory for 33 years and left right before it closed. Bettis says the job meant so much to her because her Maytag co-workers were family, not just figuratively, but literally.
There was 8 members of my family that had worked there over the years from when they started until they closed, and it was devastating.
Bettis says former co-workers who are still in the area make sure they keep in touch.
About once a month, a bunch of us get together, and we do luncheons and suppers whenever we can get together. One group, we get together, and we still do crafts together. So we did that for years, and we haven't done crafts for the last few years, but we get together and we have Christmas together. We have different holidays. We make sure we all get together and stay together.
Bettis still works. She now unloads trucks for Bergner's. Peterson handled many jobs in Colorado on her brother's ranch. She was also a barista and an office manager. Swanson is retired. Even though they and the others have moved on, the former Maytag workers still come together to reconnect as a family. I'm T.J. Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.